One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Yeah.
If I ask you the question, is the price of a train ticket $5? You should say.
The
price of a train ticket is $5, right?
No. It's $20.
Right. So I'm expecting you to answer all of my questions in complete sentences. So, you know the price of the, or actually the price of the train ticket is $5. Okay? Now, my first question for you. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take the bus to New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, the price is $11.
Okay. Please read the sentences on the slide.
New York City have many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Okay. My first question for you. Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, it have the Middle East restaurant.
Okay. And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, it's famous of Asian foods.
Please read the sentences aloud.
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretched from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest part is the Hainan Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Okay. My first question for you, is the Hainan Park above street level?
Not sure.
Do you want me to repeat again? Is the Highline Park above street level? Is it above the street?
I just forgot the sentence, so.
So, Highline Park is old train line 30 feet above street level. So you can see that it is actually, you know.
Okay. Yes, it's above the street levels.
Okay. And the Highland Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No. No. It's not above the 5th Avenue.
Actually, it is.
I forgot it.
The Highland Park is above 5th Avenue?
11th Avenue.
Right, can you,
the Highland Park is above the 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connected Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Coasters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Okay. First question for you. Is the Cloisters part of the Metropolitan Museum?
Yes, it's a part of Metropolitan Museum.
Okay. And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, it's located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Okay, say again.
Does the American continent consist of North and South America?
Yes, it consists of North and South America.
Okay. And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, it's located on North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
Okay. My first question for you. A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Right. Solid line means you cannot cross to the another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, it's use yellow lines.
Please read the sentences out loud.
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Okay. My first question for you. Do people living in rural areas have less access to health care?
Yes, they have less access to health care.
Okay. And life expectancy is lower in urban areas, right?
No, it's higher in urban areas.
And it is lower in
rural areas.